This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby Tuesday said the White House ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th.
Ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza by Israeli forces, Kirby reiterated a stark prediction of further civilian casualties.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that that wasn't going to happen.
There are concerns worldwide about the hostilities widening. U.S. officials on Tuesday confirmed there have been about a dozen attacks on American forces in Iraq and Syria during the past week. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Tuesday of a possible long war against Hamas, saying Hamas must not be destroyed, speaking following a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron.
Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them and to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war.
Israel is escalating its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion. Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Tuesday for civilians to be protected.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating